Well, how are we going to approach this? I mean, we teach whole semester courses on this. I'll give you sort of the quick and dirty method. And this is something that you can use probably tomorrow with your skeptical relatives over Sunday evening dinner. I mean, it's really quite remarkable. Back in the day, when I first became a Christian, you know, there was books like More Than a Carpenter and Evidence That Demands a Verdict. And those are wonderful books. And I learned a lot, and it really grounded me in the faith in terms of apologetics, reading that kind of material. But that approach isn't quite as effective today. Now, what was the old approach, the kind of the Josh McDowell approach? It would be to open up the New Testament, make the case that the New Testament is historically reliable, and then go into the pages, into the text, to find out what it says about the resurrection of Jesus and see if that's reasonable to believe based on the text. See, that doesn't work anymore, and it's not a problem with the method, it's a problem with the people on these secular college campuses who hear this kind of stuff. Because the moment you walk on their campus and you open up the text of Scripture, whether you're going to give it a robust defense, you know, very objective, scholarly defense or whatever, it doesn't matter. You're holding a Bible. And the Bible's evil, and therefore you are evil. You know, no, really, the moment you get the Bible out, it's like, oh, no, don't go there. We're talking about literature that is homophobic, misogynist, you know, and violent and just nasty on many fronts. Sure, I'm sure there's some wonderful teachings in there, but it's just overrun with nastiness, you know. And so you can't get a good hearing. It's very difficult to make your case when they simply shut their ears immediately. So I think it's incumbent upon us as the creative people of God to have new methods. I always try to open up side doors and side windows to bring Christian truth into people. In fact, that's why I wrote a novel instead of writing yet another apologetics textbook. And guaranteed more people have read that than have read, you know, standard apologetics works. And I get these emails from agnostics and atheists and so on, saying, wait a minute, I'm totally intrigued by this, you know, because I brought it in through the side doors. I mean, there are agnostic professors who actually assign this for their students to read because it's so refreshing and interesting. They love the main character. The book is called Five Sacred Crossings. The main character is a college professor, you know, of course. You're right about what you know. So we need interesting new side doors. And the method I'm going to present to you was developed first by a colleague of mine. He actually teaches the resurrection course in our program in apologetics at Biola, Gary Habermas. And he invented this technique, which is very effective. And it's my favorite technique for the secular university campuses, but really for anybody. And here's the technique. Rather than just grabbing the Bible and opening it up and making our case from the text, what if we did this? What if we read our harshest critics, you know, people with top degrees in religious studies, in history, in theology, in biblical studies, and so on. Now, these are not believers, by and large, all right? These are skeptics and critics. These would be the people who would have been going, whoa, you know, who knows what happened so many years ago, you know? It would be that kind of person, and they write books, and sometimes they're very big books on these kinds of topics. What if we read through their material and gathered up the set of facts that they believe are true?